Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
All right, 5:02 on a Saturday morning, absurdly early. Joe Beningo. 888-808-1019. The phone number here to McMonagle at 9 o'clock. Nico is on the other side of the glass. Say your last name again, Nico.
Nico Scarlatis.
Scarlatis. God bless Nico. Man, you're doing a great job, Nico. Whatever they're paying you, it's not enough, but you know that already. So, happy Father's Day, by the way, for everybody tomorrow. And as I said with Hoffman, you know, tomorrow is your day. Do what the hell you want tomorrow. You want to play golf tomorrow? Play. You want to go, I don't know, whatever. You want to go to the zoo? I mean, you know. You want to sit home and watch the final round of the U.S. Open, which so far has not been very riveting, as the leaderboard is not exactly exciting anybody. I think Bryson DeChambeau was 10 over and didn't make the cut. I don't know if Rory made it or not. It was close. The coverage by NBC has been horrible. Can I see it all day? I mean, really. They stick you with Peacock early on. They don't go on today till 10 o'clock. I mean, come on. I mean, really. Just Sam Burns leading at 3 under par. Shot a 65 yesterday. The course is just brutal. But the rough is beyond. So, you know. But nevertheless, so maybe you want to do that tomorrow. Watch the last round of the U.S. Open. Whatever you want to do. You want to go to the Met game. Whatever you're doing. And speaking of the Mets last night. What a disgrace. You know, why the hell is Holmes out after 5 innings and 79 pitches? Why? Because we're worried about him now? Now we got to save him for October? Now we got to, you know, we got to limit his pitch count now the rest of the way? And they can't wait to put that stiff Blackburn in the game? Oh, my God. You know, they're up 5-1. That's a bad loss last night. And then they go, what, they go 2 for 16 with runners in scoring position? That's killed them all. That's really been their Achilles heel all year. The inability to hit with runners. The only guy that really has is Pete. And it's up 2 for 16. Come on. Unbelievable. I did see the 8th inning there where they had, what's his name, Alvarez. He's not any good either, by the way. Torrens is better. Anyway, Alvarez gets on with a ball that should have been caught in the outfield. He winds up at 3rd with 2 out. And then Soto hits off the bat. I thought it was gone. And the guy catches it at the wall, and that was pretty much it. I didn't see the bottom of it. I didn't see the 9th inning because I had to go to sleep because I got to get up at an absurd hour here today. But bad loss for the Mets. Bad loss for the Yankees, losing walk-off fashion to the Red Sox. Red Sox have beat them, what, 3 of the last 4 now? They won 2 at Yankee Stadium. So not a good night for the baseball teams. But I got to go on. I got to get crazy here about the Knicks situation. I am so disgusted with what, you know, what Dolan and Rose have done here. I mean, this is why I said this on my podcast yesterday. This is why the Knicks never win. This is why the Knicks have not won a championship since 1973. They had Rick Pitino as their coach for 2 years, 87, 88, 88, 89. They went to the playoffs both years, lost to the Celtics in the first round the first year. Okay, fine. right? Celtics went on to the, I guess, and they lost to the Pistons that year in the conference finals. But whatever. Next year, they win their division. They win 52 games under Patino. They win a first-round series against Philadelphia. If you remember, if you're old enough to remember the sweep with the broom in Philly when Oakley, Ewing, and Mark Jackson had the broom sweeping in Philadelphia. Then they play the Bulls. Then that started the beginning of the disasters against Michael Jordan. They lose in six to the Bulls, right? And, you know, in the second round. And then Patino has a power struggle with Al Bianchi, the GM, loses and leaves. And leaves after 2 years. Rick Pitino. Who knows how it would have been if he stayed. Riley shows up, right? 91-92 season, Riley comes, you know, takes over the Knicks, right? Has four really good years, gets to the finals, right? They're a contender every year Riley's there, right? Then they lose in the second round, that brutal loss to Indiana, the finger roll in Game 7, you know, blowing the seven-point lead with 18 seconds left in Game 1, Reggie Miller and all that. And then Riley has a power struggle with Dave Checkets. He leaves. He faxes his resignation, goes to Miami, and he's been there ever since, where Miami's won three championships. They wound up with LeBron. How much different would it have been if Pat Riley would have stayed with the Knicks and ran the Knicks for all those years? How much different would it have been? So they had Riley, right? He leaves. Then Van Gundy comes in after the ill-fated year and a half of Don Nelson. Never bring an ex-Celtic in to coach the Knicks, okay? Never. All right? Never do that. So they have the Don Nelson disaster. Van Gundy comes in, have some terrific years with Van Gundy, go to the finals in 99, conference finals in 2000. They lose in the first round to Toronto in 01. And then early the following year, there's a falling out between Van Gundy and Dolan, and Van Gundy's gone. Right? They get a decent coach in Mike Woodson after all the lousy coaches they had. You know, Lenny Wilkins, Don Chaney, you know, go right on down on Larry Brown, it was a disaster. Isaiah Thomas, oh my God. All these crappy coaches, right? And Larry was a great coach, but not with the Knicks. He didn't even last the whole year. They bring in Mike Woodson, and he actually takes them to the playoffs three times, right? 3 years in a row they go to the playoffs after never going. 3 years in a row under Woodson. They win 54 games that year with Carmelo. They lose in the second round to Indiana. I think they only won 37 games the following year. Had an off year. And then Phil Jackson comes in, right, who never really wanted the job anyway. Dolan just threw a ton of money at the guy. They bring Phil Jackson in. Jackson gets rid of Woodson. Can't wait to get Derek Fisher as his head coach. What a disaster that turns out to be, right? We all know the story with the girl and whatever went down with, what's his name, Matt Barnes. Oh, my God. Whatever. That's a disaster. Phil leaves, right? Then, finally, Leon Rose comes in, right? World Wide West, Leon Rose, all of that. They bring in Thibodeau. And what does Thibodeau do? Takes him to the playoffs 4 out of 5 years. They win 4 playoff series. They get to the conference finals for the first time in 25 freaking years. And they dump them. And they dump them for nothing. For what? Oh, we're going to hire Jason Kidd. No, you're not. The Mavericks ain't going to let him out of the contract. Oh, we're going to hire this guy Udoka from Houston. No, you're not. They're not letting him out of his contract. Maybe we'll hire Jay Wright. I don't want to coach. Maybe we'll hire Danny Hurley. I don't want to leave UConn. Who they bringing in? Who? Tell me. Some third-rate NBA coach that's never won anything? Really? Who? Mike Brown? I don't want him. I tell you what, I'd take Mike Woodson back. Maybe Van Gundy would come back. I doubt it. You think he wants to come back and work for Dolan? Probably not. I don't know if I'm Van Gundy. Why would I want to be? Why do I want it that? Not only that, but think about this too. Whoever takes the job with the Knicks, the pressure's on. You got to win now. You don't have any grace period here. You got to win now. I mean, forget it. Come in, you either win a championship or at least get to the finals, or you're going to be gone. Who wants that job? I'd bring Mike Woodson back. He's available. He got fired from Indiana. Why not? You tell me somebody out there right now that's better than him that you're going to bring in. Oh, I got one. Tom Thibodeau. Oh, that's right. We just fired him.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
And I totally blame Dolan for this. Now, you hear that, obviously, Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart went to bat for Thibodeau, right? But apparently, Mikal Bridges, Towns didn't have the best things to say about him, right? These guys weren't even on the team last year. And here they are now, bad-mouthing Thibodeau. And Dolan got rid of him, and I blame Dolan. I'm not blaming that. I don't think Leon Rose signed off on this. I think this is a Jim Dolan special. It's got him all over it. All over it. And here the Knicks are again. They got no coach. Where are we going? Where are we going? And I don't want Kevin Durant. Please. That would be one of the dumbest moves you could make if you're the Knicks. 36-year-old Kevin Durant? Give me a break. Please. Stay in Phoenix. I don't know. Who knows? Go, just stay away from my team, all right? Please. So I'm very disgusted with the Knicks, but this is why the Knicks have not won a championship in now 52 years. This is why. Because they've had all these coaches, these great coaches, and they're gone. Whether it's for whatever reason, whether it's some kind of a falling out, as I can never talk in the morning, some kind of falling out with management, you know, and they're gone, right? Unbelievable. Rick Pitino, Pat Riley, Jeff Van Gundy, Mike Woodson, Tom Thibodeau. And here we are with no coach again. Unbelievable. It's so typical. So typical of what goes on at Madison Square Garden and so typical of the Knicks. It's just really unbelievable. I got to have my coach. I'm crazy. My coffee. Here we go. Maxwell House, good to the last drop. That's good stuff. Heavy rocket fuel in the morning. So here the Knicks are, where they always are, right? You know, we don't have a head coach after we fired the best coach we've had in 25 years. You can't make it up. I'm telling you, I'm all for Mike Woodson. I'd bring him in tomorrow. I really would. Now, let's stay with the Garden for a minute. And I knew this was going to happen. We all knew that Chris Kreider was going to get traded. But you know, it really is an end of an era. You know, Kreider, 13 years. He's one of the great Rangers. You know, he's up there in so many different categories. He's third leading goal scorer in the history of the franchise. He's the all-time leading playoff goal scorer in the history of the franchise. He's tied for the most power play goals in franchise history with Camille Henry. He's one of only four guys to ever have a 50-plus goal season, along with Vic Hatfield, Jaromir Jagr, and Adam Graves, right? So we knew he was going to go. We knew, you know, he had a bad year last year. He had a lot of injuries, all of that. You know, Drury put out the thing early in the year that he was on a trading block. So you knew Kreider was going to be gone. The one good thing about it is they traded him out to Anaheim where you don't have to see him. You know, really. You know, you see him twice a year. He'll come to the Garden once. You know, it's not like he's somewhere in the East where you got to see him. I'm sure he would have never signed off on any trades to any of those teams. So at least we don't have to see him too much. But I love Kreider. He's one of my all-time favorite Rangers. You can make a case that number 20 should go up into the ceiling. So the beginning of the tearing apart, well, it's already started. I mean, Trouba's gone. Kako's gone. Lindgren's gone. Get ready, Ranger fans, for the gutting of this team. And we'll see what happens with Mike Sullivan as the head coach now going forward. But things shaking up pretty good at Madison Square Garden. But the Knicks situation is a disgrace. It really, really is. They should never have fired Tom Thibodeau. They really shouldn't. And now look where they are. Now who's going to be the coach? Tell me who it's going to be. Unbelievable. I'm telling you, I'm all for Mike Woodson. I really am. You think I'm nuts? Who's better out there than him right now? And he actually did it. Like I said, he actually took the Knicks to the playoffs 3 years in a row. What a concept. Unbelievable. All right. We'll get your calls in here. I think we're going to have Anne Liguori on at 7 o'clock from the U.S. Open. What a terrible leaderboard. Really. Right? Sam Burns, J.J. Spawn. I mean, no offense to these guys. But, you know, DeChambeau not making the cut. I don't know if McIlroy made it or not. Like I said, NBC's coverage was not great. I know Phil was right on the cut line. I think the cut line was +6 at the U.S. Open. But, you know, Koepka's right in there, only 5 shots back. But we'll see what happens at the U.S. Open going forward.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.